You to not just sing it as a song, but speak Jesus wherever you are, whether you do that quietly or whether you're in the middle of the city and you scream it out, be brave. If you're one of those people like me who's up early and you walk in the streets with the dogs, not because I'm some delinquent or something, just get the privilege to pray for every house that I pass and no idea what's going on, whether they're in a good place, bad place, or things are just okay. Because his name is healing, his name is power, and his name is life. Just before I hand over to Connor and Mark to lead this next bit, a little testimony about answered prayer this week. You okay, Tom? Okay there.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Val. When we were in the last praise song, when we were saying, speak Jesus for our family, and I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I pray for my family, I have the privilege to pray for them. A couple of months ago, my daughter and her family were given notice by their landlord to leave the house. They'd been asked to pay a big increase in rent, which they couldn't. And they tried to negotiate with the landlady to no avail. So they've had 2 months of stress, despair. They've been looking for properties in the suitable area and found nothing at all. And this week, my daughter was beyond despair. And with some friends, we brought this to the Lord. And on Friday morning, they were actually going to look at another property for rental. And these friends of mine were praying. And they had a phone call from the landlady. It's the property they're in has been on Rightmove for rent at a much higher rent for over 6 weeks, and no response at all. And they had a phone call to say she appreciated what a lovely family they were. And she felt bad for putting them through this stress. And she's reduced the rent. Please, will you stay? And she's reduced the rent to less than they've been paying. And it was the exact time my friends were praying. Praise God, praise God.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Val. Hey, praise God. Yeah? Wow. Mark. I'm going to hand over two amazing men of God, Mark Pawson and Mr. Connor Burns. And they're just going to lead us through this next part of our service. Thanks, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to see, as you stood outside there welcoming people in and then the seats start to disappear. There is actually plenty of space. I said to several of you as you came in, there's plenty of space down on the front row. I remember when I first became a Christian, somebody said, well, one of the tactics of a Christian is to get to church early so you can always sit on the back row. But hey. The idea of this morning was to just encourage you with the stories of four of our people who are starting or undertaking various forms of discipleship programs, which are external to what we do in-house. And it's interesting because this morning Steve, as we were praying, read the story about the lady at the well, you know, the Samaritan lady. And you just realize there that she had a personal and a significant encounter with Jesus. And the stories of the four people that we're going to share with you and this morning have all had a significant encounter with Jesus. And as Life Church, our heart and our desire is to see people grow spiritually, emotionally, sometimes physically. But to just be able to find their role within the whole church. As you know from the from the little leaflets that we do that we talk about wanting to grow a community of God's grace serving the world. So everything that you hear over these next few moments is all part and parcel of that. And we believe it's important as a church to actually look to invest in these people. It's a bit like the Oscars, this, that, you know, when people receive the Oscar, unfortunately they can't be with us today. We've got two people who are doing what's called DNA. Jules Butts, came through an Alpha course fairly recently, was baptized, has a wonderful testimony. And Ollie Freeland, who also, but for both of them, they sensed a call of God. They were sensitive to what Holy Spirit was saying to them. And so they decided, it was no initiative from our side, they came to Steve and just said, look, this is what we think we should be undertaking. You may remember, probably about 3 months ago, two, 3 months ago, the guy called Rich Cave came to speak to us from Open Heavens Church in Loughborough, one of the leaders there, and he mentioned DNA. It wasn't a big plug, he just mentioned it in passing. And DNA, their headline, is serving churches, developing leaders, and making 21st century disciples. And I think when you hear what they've started that journey just a couple of weeks ago. Ollie and Jules were on a residential four-day weekend, and as you'll hear from Jules's testimony, it was very, very intensive. But the idea is there'll be three central residential weekends, there's three central training weekends, six hub training and six Zoom over the course of the year. But the other thing, and as I've said this to both of them, the real excitement for me is that there's an opportunity for that to be worked out in their own lives, but also not just in the community, but an opportunity to serve at different things, and even the possibility of an overseas missions trip. And I can only speak personally. I know that when I went overseas, went to the Ukraine back in 1999, that it is life-challenging but life-changing. And I've encouraged them that if they have an opportunity, that they really seriously consider that. And if and when they decide that that's something that they want to do, we'd probably come to you as a church just to share that with you. And it may be that you feel there's a burden there, that you can offer them some level of support to help them make that happen so that we can see these people really fulfill their call in God. What we'll do first and foremost, Ollie is working this morning, but he did send through a video clip. So perhaps, Gene, we could just pay Ollie's clip.
Hi, my name's Ollie. I'm doing DNA at the moment, which seems crazy to me, but I'm doing it. It's a great time. So DNA is a discipleship course that specializes in kind of growing the person, not only being discipled, but then turning them into a discipler, to then go out and tell more people about Jesus and stuff like that. So it takes on an evangelistic role and also just a working in church and kind of a leadership role kind of thing, which is really nice. And it's something that I've wanted for a while. So a little bit about me. I grew up in like a denominational church, Church of England. That's it. I kind of fell away from faith at the age of like 12, 13. I then came back to faith at the age of 20, because I met Evie by that point, and I wanted to spend more time with her and spent more time with God in the process. That's basically it. Ever since I became a Christian again, I just want to know more. I'm really hungry to kind of delve into the Bible and pick it apart and stuff like that. And just have a real relationship with Jesus. DNA allows me to do that. Or, you know, not allows me, because I can do that in my own time, but develops me and points me in the right direction. Why am I doing DNA? It points me in the right direction kind of thing. I've had a couple of prophetic words given to me about leadership And you know, the whole discipleship aspect of it was really interesting, intriguing to me, and kind of lined up with that. So yeah, that's why I'm doing DNA, which is really cool. Like, yeah. So yeah, we've just come off of our first weekend away. I've learned so much from it, too much to go over in a simple video. But I'll cover some highlights. So we went over some supernatural Christianity and stuff like that. It's to do with healing and prophesying and its role within the church and all of that jazz, which was great. We have our own small groups. So there's a small group that like dedicated to like studying the Book of Mark and really ripping it apart and going through that in a really detailed way. And then we have another small group, so two small groups, which is dedicating time to pray in the morning for everybody in the group and stuff like that if they have anything going on. And that's a really nice like kind of relational side of DNA that helped me really ease into the entire weekend, because I was a bit of a nervous wreck, but that's fine. I like that. So yeah, that's DNA, and that's why I'm doing it, because I feel a real call on my life, a real call for like leadership or something like that in the church, and I don't really know where it's taken me. So I've done this to try and work out where I can fit in, really. So yeah, that's me. I'm Ollie. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. I had to smile when I saw it towards the end. He doesn't really know where it's taking him. I do know somebody who does. Of course, that's God. Of course, DNA is, it says, do you want to find out who you were made to be? Do you want to discover your dreams and to know the gifts God has given you? And in a sense, that's what Ollie was trying to say there, that hopefully this discipleship course will actually distill that, but actually bring it to a point, but it'll give him greater clarity in terms of the calling and the heart that God has for him and for his future and so on. As part and parcel of Ollie will be classed as what DNA call a trainee, as is Jules. To support them, we have two people in our congregation who are helping them, as they're called the disciples. One of his, Ollie's, believe it or not, is somebody called Oliver. Or Oliver Homan. He can't be here this morning. He's had to go and look after his poorly daughter. But yeah, so Oliver, but also Vanessa is the disciple for Jules Butts. Now, Jules was hoping to be here, but she's contracted something overnight and unfortunately isn't. But she's helpfully sent us through just a short testimony, which actually tells you a bit more about DNA. Also, tells you what DNA stands for, which I said to Steve earlier, I didn't know that. So that will be helpful. But I'd ask Vanessa as her disciple, maybe she could read that to you now.
Yeah, we don't have a visual of Jules, do we? But she's at least half a foot taller than me. And she's definitely more suntan than me. And she always sits on your right-hand side of church, so, and has a few statement handbags, so maybe from one of those three or four descriptions you'll picture her. So if we can just hold her in our prayers today, because obviously she's not very well and she'd have loved to have been here to speak this herself. She says, my sincere apology for not being at church in person. Unfortunately, food poisoning needs me to remain in my bed. When DNA was first presented to me, I knew it was prayers being answered. I felt I was in God's waiting room, waiting for the next thing. I wanted to understand more, be able to greater grasp and understand the miraculous changes in my life. I had many questions and a real need for more answers. I wanted to find greater guidance. DNA stands for discover, nurture, and action, which is exactly what I was looking for. Discover more of this amazing relationship, love and joy, how to nurture it, and ultimately what action I am being called for. The actual course is far more intense than ever expected. So far, I have only spent 4 days away of what is a 12-month discipleship. The day starts at 8:30 a.m. and finishes at 9:30 p.m. with two short breaks for lunch and an evening meal. Absolutely exhausted, I could not start to describe how I felt. The content and the material taught in such a short time was absolutely amazing. The first weekend focused on prayer, meditation and worship, studying prophecy in a totally new way for me, starting to understand prophecy and my place within it. Also, there was a significant amount of scripture, which personally I really enjoy, unravelling New and Old Testament, but this study went beyond and far deeper than simply unravelling the text. It taught me how to start really understanding the scripture. We spent time studying supernatural Christianity with guest speakers introducing me to truly phenomenal experiences. In-depth discipleship started to teach me what it is to be a father heart of God's child and what responsibilities come with these choices. Then after the long weekend, I have a huge amount of coursework to complete by next Friday, which is my next time away with DNA. Every month there is residential time away, either 2 or 4 days, and in between lots of time of study, including a weekly meeting with my discipler, me, who also dedicates a significant, this is the embarrassing bit, dedicates a significant amount of time each week. Without the support of Ness and Mark Pawson, coordinator between the church and DNA, this wouldn't be possible. She clearly doesn't have to say that because it's a privilege for both of us. Yes, it's hard work, but absolutely every part of the work is the most rewarding, intuitive, and most of all, life-changing.
Thank you. So hopefully you just got a sense of the excitement, but the potential that going through this discipleship course will have on their lives. And I think I'd just like to leave with the thought that, Vanessa's obviously read that out. Oliver, as the disciplers, I said to both of them when they took the role on that be prepared to be changed personally as a result of, you know, the input that you're having into their lives. But equally, it's a two-way process, and each and every one of us can learn something new. Let me just finish you with this, because it says DNA is an intensive, intentional, action-packed adventure with God, focusing on you, your visions, your passions, and your calling. So I just leave you with the thought that if anybody feels prompted at any time, whether it's today, in the weeks and the months ahead, then please, you know, come and have a chat to Steve, because nothing gives us greater pleasure than being able to help individuals sort of see their life grow and develop and fulfill the calling and the path that God has ordained for them. And Connor's going to tell you some more now relating to the youth, but similar concept, I think.
Thank you very much. Yeah, morning, everyone. Oh, that sounded bad. Morning. I'm Connor. I'm the youth and kids leader here at Life Church, and I'm going to talk to you about something called the Amplify Academy today. And Amplify is a partnership between a number of Christian charities, from Youth for Christ, Urban Saints, The Message, Pace Trust, URC are involved, and so on. And it's a 6-month evangelism mentoring scheme for 11 to 17-year-olds. And they seek to equip, to empower, to encourage young people to share their faith with their friends, families, whatever context they find themselves in. And this looks like 2 residentials. So there's one next weekend, actually. That's their first one. And there'll be one in March. And then there'll be monthly Zoom calls with their small groups where they can just be discipled and chat about things and have some additional input from different speakers just to grow them and, again, encourage them. And it's a really good program. I've had the opportunity to serve at it a few times over the last couple of years, and it's a really great program. And I'm telling you this because we're sending 2 of our young people on it. So we've got Amelie Cotton and Abby Terry. And like I said, they'll be heading off for their first residential next Friday to Sunday. And so they'll be gathering with other like-minded young people who are just passionate about growing in their faith. And it'll be a real amazing weekend. There'll be worship, there'll be seminars, there'll be discipleship. I'm personally just so excited for them. I'm really excited for them. But maybe you're thinking, like, why are we doing this? Why bother? But as a church, we're really committed to investing in our young people, our children and our youth. And for me personally, I'm really passionate about seeing our youth group and our children discipled well. I want to see them passionately living for Jesus. I want to see them taking the love of Jesus into their context, like I said, school, work, friends, wherever it may be. And so for me, Amplify is a really good way and a good opportunity to just to build these guys up and to build up the faith of Abby and Amelie. And so we're going to hear from them both now. I've asked them a few questions, which will mean you'll get to hear their heart behind wanting to go on this programme. And I think we'll start with Amelie, who cannot be with us today, sadly. However, has provided a video. So, Jean, over to you.
Hi, my name's Amelie, and I'm a part of this church's worship team. So I've been part of the worship for the last 3 to 4 years, I think. I first started just before lockdown. And I'm also in this church's youth group, so I come to church every Thursday evening, and we do games. It's loads of fun. So a little bit about me is that I was baptised when I was 10, which is really young, but it was the right thing for me to do. At the time, I was really just wanted to dedicate my life to Jesus and follow his path. And so it was just the most incredible thing. So what a while ago, Connor asked me to go on this evangelism course called Amplify. I didn't know anything about it, so I had to do some research, and I found out it was a 6-month long course with regular like online calls and 2 residential weekends away. So the kind of idea is to push young people into discipleship. So that's people aged 12 to 18. And I was really excited about it because I just love any opportunity to get closer to Jesus and just explore my faith and my relationship with God. And so, yeah, I was really excited about it. What I think I want this course to do is to really push, you know, my confidence in speaking and just finding my voice outside of a church setting, because I'm very comfortable and confident singing in church. I love my worship, and not to dampen that at all, because it's the most incredible thing. But I would love to be able to speak to non-Christians outside of a church setting. So, you know, people my age at school, and just to evangelize outside of this kind of bubble that we have in church, because it's what Jesus tells us to do in the Bible. And so I've never really been quite confident with that, but I would love for this course to really just, help me with that. So I'm also really looking forward to meeting people there. So I think it's really hard nowadays to meet other Christians your age. And so just to be able to meet and worship with people my age will just be an incredible thing. And I'm very excited. So thanks, guys. Bye.
Brilliant. Isn't that inspiring to hear from one of our youth group? That's amazing. Love that. I would say thank you, Emily, but yeah, through the air to wherever she is. I don't know where she is. Great. Next person, Abby Terry. Please give her a round of applause as she comes up to the stage. Fab. Right. Abby, what's your name? Who are you?
I'm Abby. So Connor asked me to tell you why I'm doing Amplify, and my mum and I were having a conversation, and she goes, to find a husband. That's a joke. So seriously, I'm doing Amplify to deepen my relationship with God and give me the confidence to share my faith with others. I'm looking forward to meeting people who share the same faith as me, have conversations, eat meals, do seminars, things like that, all that fun stuff. And Connor asked me to ask how the church could be praying for me, and I said to have peace in my mind about what I learn, energy and momentum to keep going with the course even when I find it difficult, and protection and safety from any sort of attack that I'm able to use any sort of attack, and I'm able to use what I learn to share my faith.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Abby. Please stay around here. Please don't go. Come back, Abby. You can stand right there. We're not finished yet. Again, inspiring. Thank you so much, Abby. And as Abby said, there's ways that we can be praying. And as a church, we just have to be standing alongside our young people, whether it's Abby and Amelie or the whole group. And one of the ways you can be standing alongside Abby and Amelie over these next 6 months is in prayer. I think that's really important that we do that as a church family. And pray for them as they start their first residential next Friday to Sunday, 13th to 15th. Pray that they'll grow in their relationships with Jesus. Pray that they would meet and make some great friends that are also Christians. That's amazing that they have the opportunity to do that and to be exposed to something wider than just the youth group on a Thursday or a Sunday. And as Abby said, pray for protection from spiritual attack too. We know that the devil would love to destroy what's going to happen. And that's the same for Ollie and Jules as well. And so as these people step out and do something for God, we just got to be standing alongside them. We've got to be praying for protection over them. And I really think prayer is vital. And so I want to get a group of prayer supporters together as well, people who are committed to regularly praying for the girls during the next 6 months, people who I can share kind of like prayer updates with, some things that I'll ask Abby and Emily to share with me that I can pass on. So there's some specifics that you can be looking at. And so if you would like to be one of those people, have a think, but you can drop me an email on that up there. Alternatively, speak to me. And if you grab one of the youth and kids flyers from the entrance, actually the email's on there if that's a bit complicated. But yeah, so do let me know, because like I said, we need to be standing alongside these people and making sure that we're praying for them. So yeah, it does say on my notes, give commissioning gift, but I forgot it and left it in the office. Whoops, sorry, no grand unveiling there, but I'll that's terrible planning from me, my word. But I will get that to you. And it's just a little something to say, we're standing with you from the youth team to you, for you to open maybe on your first night as you're there. And they've got one for Emily as well. So yeah, could some of the senior leaders, core leaders, whoever, who would like to pray for Abby come up, if that's okay? I think it'd be really good to kind of do a commissioning type prayer for Abby and Emily. But yeah, if there's anyone who would like to get involved with that, then please do. And yeah, we're just going to pray together now. That's great. Yeah, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for these people that are going to go off and do Amplify. We thank you for Abby and we thank you for Emily. Thank you so much for the call upon their lives. Thank you so much that you've given them a hunger to seek you more and to learn more about you and to grow their faith and relationship with you. And we just commit them to you, Lord. We just put them in your hands and we pray for your protection over them over these next months. We pray that it would be a real great 6 months of growth. But Lord, would their relationship with you grow? No matter what they learn, they may learn a lot of theory, a lot of theology, a lot of information, but most importantly, may it grow their relationship with you, their personal relationship with you. We just thank you so much, Jesus, for your love for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Super. Isn't that great? Just reading Matthew 4 here. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting nets into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will find your husband. Did she really say that to you? Did she really say that to you? God, dearie me. I just love the sense of adventure. You know, the thing that's awful about the Bible is we sort of know how it pans out, but just to get hold of that moment and these disciples thinking, I have no idea where this is taking us or what he means, but this man Jesus has said, come follow me and I will make you. Oh, just let's take a moment and pray for all four people, for Emily, for Abby, for Jules, for Ollie. And then I just want to say one thing, and then we're going to sing together. Come on, just, and if you know these people, if they're part of your life group, then just take a moment, because you know them personally, and they've probably shared a little bit of the backstory that, you know, time doesn't allow on a morning like this. Come on, let's just pray for them. We thank you, Lord, that today you are still calling men and women, young and old, into the adventure of not just knowing you, but their lives being dedicated to serving your kingdom and your purpose. And we thank you, Lord, for what's happening here. We thank you for Abby. We thank you for Emily. Lord, we thank you for Jules and for Ollie and from their response to what they feel you've said in their hearts, and we believe it. And Lord, we pursue you to say, Lord, would you just richly bless them in every way? Provide financially for them in the challenges that lay ahead. Lord, help them in their studies and the structure of their lives that's going to help them achieve all that's laid before them. Lord, but the end of it all, we just want these people to be absolutely on fire with the passion of Jesus Christ. Reading stories in the future emanating from this day of what these people have done and how they've affected the world in which they live. I just pray, Lord, that today, as we publicly sort of declare these stories, that they would just collide with the destiny of God for their lives. We commit them to you. Oversee them in every way, shape and form. Lord, we give them to you and thank you for the joy of watching this journey unfold. We commit them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Rob, are you there? Please, this is not the end. You're going to hear of this, not just from these four people, but from us as a church. Just as a bit of a teaser, value your prayers. Next Saturday is our annual leadership retreat, we call it, once a year, a whole day. Everybody who leads any area of life here, at any department, I should say, or area of sort of church life, we're together for a day. That's about 30 people. And we've just got some great stuff we're going to be sharing and envisioning him with for 2024, looking ahead, and wrapped up with all that we believe God is saying and has said through these four people and what he's doing. So praise God. Watch out for more, but it's coming to an ear near you.